WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, wake up. It's your boy Leo Wesson here, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? I get it. Life throws a million things at us, work deadlines, family commitments, social obligations, the list goes on. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and forget about one crucial thing. Taking care of ourselves. But trust me, prioritizing your well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in a high-performance car, right? You need premium fuel to keep that engine running smoothly. Well, our bodies and minds are like those powerful machines. They need the right kind of nourishment, rest, relaxation, movement to perform at their best. So, today, we're diving deep into how to squeeze in some serious self-care even when your schedule feels packed tighter than a clown car. Now, let's get real for a second. We all have those days where the to-do list seems endless, and me, time feels like a mythical concept. But here's the deal. You don't need a full spa day or an entire week off to prioritize your well-being. Small, consistent actions can make a world of difference. Think of it like building a muscle. It takes time and effort, but eventually, you get stronger. First up, let's talk about sleep. I know, it sounds basic, but getting enough shut-eye is crucial for both physical and mental health. Think of sleep as your brain's nightly reboot. It's when those precious memories consolidate and your energy stores get replenished. Aim for at least 7 minutes, 8 hours a night. If you're struggling with insomnia, try creating a relaxing bedtime routine, a warm bath, some calming music, or even a good book can do wonders. Next on the list, movement. Now, I'm not talking about marathon training here. Unless that's your thing, then go for it. Just find activities you genuinely enjoy and make time for them. A brisk walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, even some yoga stretches can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Remember, movement doesn't have to be intense, it just needs to get your blood flowing and your body moving. Speaking of nourishing your body, let's talk about food. I'm not saying you need to become a health nut overnight, though there's nothing wrong with that. But try to focus on whole, unprocessed foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Think of it like fueling your car with premium gas. Your body will run smoother and perform better when you give it the right kind of fuel. Now, let's not forget about mental well-being. In today's fast-paced world, stress is a constant companion. But there are ways to manage it effectively. Find healthy coping mechanisms that work for you: meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, talking to a trusted friend or therapist. And don't be afraid to say no to things that drain your energy and take time away from what truly matters. Finally, remember the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on meaningful relationships. Make time for loved ones, call a friend, have dinner with family, or simply enjoy a conversation with someone who makes you feel good. Remember, life isn't just about checking things off a to-do list. It's about connecting with others and creating lasting memories. Imagine this. You're rushing through your morning, juggling work emails and trying to remember where you left your keys. It feels like a constant whirlwind, right? But then, before you head out the door, you take 5 minutes for yourself. You sip on a cup of tea, do a few stretches, or simply sit in silence and breathe. Even that small act of self-care can make a world of difference. You feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the day with renewed energy. See, prioritizing your well-being isn't about adding more things to your already overflowing plate. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about finding those pockets of time, even just a few minutes, to recharge and refuel. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both inside and out. So go ahead, make self-care a priority, you won't regret it. And hey, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to prioritize well-being in a busy schedule? Share your tips and tricks with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going and inspire each other to live our best lives, one conscious choice at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.